Radio KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Still awaiting Rod Harms to come in. I know he had a meeting a little bit earlier in the hour and said he'd be cutting a little close anyway. So hopefully we'll still get him in to talk about the citywide cleanup. Again, that starts next week, actually. Starts Monday already.
I'm still wrapping my head around the sock hop, so got that tomorrow night. I'm going to have a lot of fun with that.
Have you seen this flyer?
I have seen that flyer.
Very colorful.
I have a copy of that flyer somewhere. In fact, that may be my copy of the flyer.
But
you know what
go.
Also I've seen?
What's up?
I seen Rod Harms walk into the studio. He didn't hop into the studio here in pre-Easter gate, but he walked right into the studio, and he's here now to talk about cleaning things up.
Rod Harms, how you doing, sir?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming in. So the citywide cleanup, it's coming up.
It is. Begins Monday, kind of rotates around the city in a counterclockwise direction. So if you'll have your refuse out on the curb by 7 a.m. each day, then city crews and a consortium of the private trash contractors will pick it up and haul it away.
And a very important thing for the city and just kind of keeping things nice. Little Apple is known for being a nice, a clean city anyway, so this is a big part that helps that.
Absolutely. I mean, it is an annual event, and this year we're hoping to do is just to broaden the participation, get a few more folks involved, and then jointly or together, we step back and look at it and say, yeah, that was a worthwhile venture after the winter and as we come into the spring to do what we can to make the apple shine just a little bit brighter.
And what items are folks kind of looking for in this as far as what to kind of put out there to be picked up?
Well, I think yard clippings, branches from winter deadfall and stuff like that, those are asked to be put on the curb in front and not to be tied or anything. I'm sure many of the listeners have seen the city crews go around with kind of a claw piece of equipment that picks it up and puts it into a large truck to convey out to the transfer station. The trash, and that's where we're asking folks just to take an extra hour this weekend. Wish the weather was a little bit better for it, but take an extra hour to look along their fence lines and in the alleyway behind their home. And again, pick those things up and put in your trash receptacles. And if you have larger items, just this is that opportunity to get it in the alley and let someone, your trash company, haul it away.
Brady Bowman here with Rod Harms talking about the citywide cleanup that's going to start on Monday. And Rod, I see you got a little bit of information with you, got a map of kind of where things start, because this is kind of staggered out throughout next week.
Right. A quadrant of town or one-fifth of the town each day. So you can go on the city's website and see the map, or it's was published in the newspaper Sunday. But basically, everything east of Sunset, south of Raton, starts on Monday. So if you could do the work Saturday and Sunday and have at the curb by 7 a.m. Monday, that'd be great. The area up here around the K-Man Studios, everything east of Manhattan Avenue, north of Raton, is Tuesday. I call it the University to Seth Child North area, so everything north of Anderson, west of Manhattan, east of Seth Child is Wednesday. Northwest of Anderson and Seth Child is Thursday. And then the remainder, kind of the southwest quadrant of the community, is Friday.
And also want to remind people that on our Twitter page at 1350 KMAN, we've also retweeted the city's tweet on that. That also shows the map if you want to check that out. I think I retweeted it on my Twitter as well at Brady2Day2 being the numeral. And you talked about this, Rod, kind of back and forth we've had throughout the last couple of weeks scheduling this In Focus, that this is really kind of also kind of a kickoff for Polish the Apple, if you want to tell us a little bit about that.
Right. Appreciate that. Yes. Again, the citywide cleanup has been an annual event for as long as I can remember. And Commissioner Dodson had approached me about expanding it for a month-long effort in April to do the same things, to, you know, at the very literal sense, clean up our community, but also just focus for the month of April on the service teams and the individuals who do good works throughout the year, and trying to bring attention to those, and also trying to leverage if, like the citywide cleanup, we've reached out to the highway, adopt a highway crews. If they're going to do their cleanup, if they would let us know so that we can spread the word, and if people in the neighborhood want to help them, they can. But anything we can do during the month of April to make Manhattan even greater, that's our ambition.
And another thing that kind of going off what Karen Hibbert was telling us in the top of the hour, top of the show, talking about all the outdoors activities as it gets to spring. Hopefully it gets to spring. I know we might be have some snow in the forecast Sunday. But after that, spring will come. It does. it does. Just everybody be patient. It'll come. And everybody gets outside more. And I know you're heavily involved in Green Apple Bikes. And I'm sure that's going to be something that's going to be picking up here, and you're going to see more people out on bikes as the weather warms. I'm just wondering how things are going with Green Apple Bikes and those volunteer efforts. I'm sure upkeep of the bikes is probably top of the list right now as far as getting ready for warm weather.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you asking, because at the parade, St. Patrick's Day parade, volunteers launched 50 brand new, I call them the Gen 3 bikes, third generation bikes. And we put those out in the community, and as Dave Colburn always says, the best way to maintain a bike is to have it ridden, because then you know what it needs next. And so we put out 50 2 weeks ago, then put out an additional 50 this week. We're bringing those bikes back to, or if you see a bike, you can drop it by 1110 Laramie. That's Brew Brothers Hops and Sprockets. They maintain the bikes and check through them. There are data keepers. Every bike has a serial number, and they're tracking what maintenance goes on that bike. And then prior to open house, a part of Polish the Apple, we'll put out 230 additional bikes to try to have as many bikes filled the racks for open house weekend as possible.
And this new, as you said, Generation 3 bikes? Mm-hmm. What's different or new about these bikes?
Explanation of that.
Yeah.
So Green Apple Bikes started a few years ago with 120 white bikes, and you still see those in service. We have about 80 of those still in service. Then the second generation, we went to the green color and really tried to promote the green apple
nature. Really bright
nature.
Green, too. Yeah. And I really like that green that you guys chose. Yeah.
But we were trying to promote that this is about a bike share program that's about a healthy community and enabling people to get to and from without driving their car. So 280, that's what I consider the second generation. And then we had some feedback about, and this probably isn't the proper term, I'm not a bike expert, but there was feedback that we should have a lower bar. And so I call them the drop bar bikes. If you see the new generation bikes, you'll see that it's not horizontal. The top bar is not horizontal. It's angled down. And that bike design actually did two things for us. The forks on that bike are stronger, and it also let us put in a seat retention system, which are two, as the program has evolved, two things that we've noted needs to improve. But so we purchased 400 of those bikes, and again, we've launched 100 of them. Our procedure, standard operating procedure, is to launch them in waves of 100. So if there is a problem with manufacturing, we can identify that before we put the next out. But we'll be in April, as a part of Polish the Apple, be building an additional 100 bikes. And they're all here in Manhattan, and we'll have them on the streets soon.
Brady Bowman here with Rod Harms, who does so many different things for the community. And going back with Green Apple Bikes, is it something that when you first, it's something that's really been, I think a lot of people agree, it's been a very successful program, and everybody seems to really love it. When you first started with this idea, and I know it was a collaboration of folks who got Green Apple Bikes together, but Did you ever think it would become as successful and kind of well-known as it's become?
Well, we certainly hoped so. But I think, as you say, it has been a collaboration of a lot of people. My proudest thing, and I had no dream that this would ever occur, we're now up to 1,500 individuals who have reported a bike. So if you see a bike around town, if you'll text 785-380-5968, and that telephone number is on every bike. If you'll text that, one, if it needs repair, volunteers will go out and get it. But if it is just in circulation and the professionals or the people who keep the data on the bike say, yes, we've recently seen that bike, we'll just make sure it gets to a rack or a place that someone else can use it. Through those 1,500 or so people reporting, we're averaging about 4 to 5 riders a day per bike. So just crazy statistics when you add the miles that each bike is ridden each day times 300 bikes or however many bikes are in circulation.
As far as those, and I just forgot the term, like where the bikes usually are at all the time?
The racks.
The racks, the racks. Is this still the same number of racks? Is there any talks of expanding those racks and having a few more of them out in town?
We do continue that discussion. That's the sponsorship element of it. Different groups have sponsored. We added two that I think of most recently. There's one now on 14th Street at the Christian College, sponsored by BBN Architects, who had worked on the facility there. And also the Kiwanis put one at the north end of City Park, which is adjacent to the Attabus stop, which gets a lot of use. People will ride the bus and then jump on a bike from there. But the racks, we've moved a little bit away from that in that we're trying to keep the bikes in circulation. And what we learned, and back to your point of what we envisioned and what the outcome has been, was that, you know, people ride the bikes to campus or ride the bikes to work. That's not always where a rack is. So we're really encouraging folks to leave the bike when they're finished with it on the kickstand in the public right-of-way so that that next rider, again, 4 to 5 riders a day, can pick it up and take it to it. And it's evolved that more just citizens in the community and our volunteers are the ones who collect those and get them back to the racks.
Very great program. So many great things. Again, citywide cleanup starting next week. Rod Harms. Rod, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks to all our guests who came in today. A lot of great discussion, a lot of fun discussion. If you miss any of this In Focus, go online a little bit later today. NewsRadioKMAN.com. Click on demand and get caught up today. Tomorrow, got a lot of state legislators who will be in the studios with us. Three of them all local here on In Focus. Looking
Rod,
forward to
good
it.
To have you in here this morning.
Thank you, Dave.
See now, 10 a.m. at KMAN. CBS News is next.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve Kaith, and many of the nation's veterans are reacting to change.